A fun afternoon at the park, a little ice cream, and now we lie down for a nice long nap. Deed spring cleaning. Okay, think fast, Pickles. I'll drop the boys off, sneak out the back, and Dee Dee will never know I was... Hi, honey!
Oh, good, Stu, you're home. Mwah. Mwah. Now I need you to move all the furniture in the foyer so you can sweep under it. And after that, you have to do something about that garage and...
But Deed...
Stu, honey, if we don't do it now, the dust bunnies are going to take over the house.
Dust bunnies?
You know what bunnies are, Chucky. They're those soft, fuzzy animals that eat carrots and stuff.
Well, if they're so nice, why is your mom and dad so worried about them?
They're worried because dust bunnies aren't nothing like regular bunnies. Dust bunnies are big, slimy, horrible monster bunnies. See these? Dust bunny tracks.
They sure got big feet.
Not big, humongous. Dust bunnies grow under the carpets all year long and can only escape when parents move the furniture. That's when the bunnies go searching for their favorite snack in the world. Sweet, tender little babies. They feel around for you with their long, sticky ears. And then they come after you. And when they get you, they wrap you all up in their dust and drag you back to the kingdom of dust.
No, no. No, don't take me away. No.
It's too late, Chucky. The dust bunnies are out looking for delicious babies. And when they find you, they'll take you away and soak you in juice and stuff till you're soft and tender. And then the Dust Bunny King will eat you all.
There's gotta be some place we can hide, Dobby.
Wait, Angelica. If the dust bunnies only live under the carpet, then that means we'd be safe in the kitchen, right?
Sure. The kitchen. Too bad it's all the way on the other side of the house. I guess you'll just have to stay here and get eaten by the dust bunnies. Have a nice day.
I don't see why we just can't clean around the furniture. I mean, what could be under here that's so... What? Wow. Hey, the Inventor's Weekly Christmas issue. I wondered what happened to that.
What are we gonna do, Dobby?
Well, we're not gonna wait here to get eaten. We're gonna get to the kitchen.
But how? You heard, Angelica. The dust bunnies are under the carpet.
Then we won't touch the carpet. We'll go on top of the furniture.
For me? Stu? Stu?
Great! I'm on it. I'm on the cleaning.
We're gonna have to make a run for it, Chucky.
But the dust bunny!
I think it's sleeping. Maybe if we tiptoe really quiet, it won't wake up. It's either that or we wait to get eaten. Are you with me, Chucky?
I'm with you. Oh, why does it always seem like I got no good choices to choose from?
Think they can escape, do they?
We're almost there, Chucky. Just a few more steps and we'll be...
Oh, ah! Oh, ah! Ah! Ah!
isn't a dust bunny. This is just dust.
Of course it's just dust. There's no such thing as dust bunnies. You babies will believe anything.
Stu? Stu?
Hi, honey.
Oh, no, Tommy. What happened? Are you all right? Where in the world did this pile of dust come from?
Gee, Deed, I must have missed it when I was, Yeah, it's a big pile of dust, all right.
Well, don't miss it again. I'm going to give Tommy a bath. Come on, sweetheart.
Gee, I don't see what the big deal is. It's just a little pile of, Hey, my old paddle ball. I wonder if I can break my old record of 299.
And, Stu, when you're done sweeping, I still need you to carry those boxes to the garage.
Sure, Deed.
One baby down, one baby to go. Chucky, how's it going?
Oh, Angelica, it was horrible. The dust bunny got Tommy and it's all my fault.
That's too bad. Now you'll probably never see him again.
Oh, and it's all my fault. I let Tommy down when he needed me most.
Excuse me, kids. Gotta put these in the garage.
Oh, Chucky, Aunt Didi and Uncle Stu are gonna be so sad when they find out Tommy's been eaten. Oh, well, I guess they can have a new baby.
No, there's gotta be something I can do.
Well, maybe. If you hurry, you might be able to save him. But to do it, you're gonna have to go to the Kingdom of Dust and fight the Dust Bunny King himself.
Go to the Kingdom of Dust? But where is it?
That garage is dusty. All done, Deed. I'm gonna go back to, sweeping.
Are you sure you want to do this, Chucky?
No, but I gotta do it.
Then here you go. Say hi to the Bunny King for me. Okay, Chucky, get ready for your big Dust Bunny surprise.
A Dust Bunny's got me!
There you go, sweetie. All clean. Oh, well, at least you are. Just stay put for a second, honey, while Mommy cleans the bathroom.
Chucky, where are you?
Right! That must be where the Bunny King lives! Don't worry, Tommy! I'm coming!
What's taking him so long?
Ow! I'll get you, Dust Bunny King!
Chucky!
Okay, Tommy, Mommy's all done. Now, why don't we... Tommy?
1, 2, 3. Shoot!
Stu, have you seen... the kids?
Oh! I got you by the ears! Give me back my friend!
Don't worry, Chucky. I'll help you.
What have you done?
It wasn't me, Aunt Didi. It was the Dust Bunnies.
Tommy, I saved you. Could you ever forgive me? I run away and let the Dust Bunnies get you.
But, Chucky.
But now I saved you and you're all right. I did it even though I was really, really scared.
But, Chucky.
I faced the Dust Bunny King and I won. Does that that mean I'm a hero?
Yeah, Chucky, you're a hero, and you're my bestest friend.
Oh, Tommy, looks like you need another bath. And you too, Chucky. Oh, take care of these two, honey.
Sure thing, Deed. Come on, sports.
Aunt Dee Dee, if the babies are using the tub, where am I gonna take a bath?
Said the beautiful princess, you are a silly, silly prince.
Come on, sweetie. Today's your special day.
Huh?
The Woodbury School is very exclusive, and, well, let's just say not everybody gets to go here. Ah, here's room 4.
But, Mommy, why do I have to go to school?
Oh, Angelica, there's no end to the value of a good education. It'll bring you wisdom, confidence, understanding, and all the best toys.
Wow! They do got the best toys. But what are all these other kids doing here?
Well, those are your new classmates. The best and the brightest. The creme de la creme. The future movers and shakers of America.
Oh, brother.
Well, this must be Angelica.
Huh?
Oh, good. Miss Appleby.
Miss Pickles, welcome to our nurturing, caring learning center. Welcome to the Woodbury School, Angelica. We are very happy to have you here.
This is Angelica's lunch. The brie should be soft by noon. And try to remember, she likes her juice served at exactly 45 degrees. Mustache, honey, make Mommy proud.
Now let's just put your bag in the cloakroom. There we go. Well, Angelica, all your classmates are waiting to meet you. Just go on over and introduce yourself.
I don't know. It doesn't look like we like the same kind of games.
Well, perhaps you could show them the kinds of games you like to play. Now have fun. If you need me, I will be at my desk.
Well, I guess I could introduce them to Cynthia. Nah, they're just a bunch of dumb kids. They wouldn't appreciate her.
Well, if they can't appreciate my toy, maybe I'll just play with their toys instead. My turn!
Hey, that's not how we share.
That's how I share.
Angelica! Children!
Well, you just tell the zoo to name their prize, Jonathan. That gorilla will make the perfect mascot for our soccer match with Sumitomo Industries.
Hey!
Angelica. How was school?
Oh, it was great, Aunt Dee Dee. I think I got a really good education today, Mommy.
Hold on, Jonathan. Wonderful news. Angelica had a good first day. Oh, that's fabulous, sweetie.
Hey, that's my super curly Cynthia hair drying center. Hands off, you dumb baby.
But I was playing with that.
Hold on, Jonathan. Something wrong, Drew? Angelica just told me about her wonderful day.
Well, she couldn't have been talking about this day. Read.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Pickles, it seems that Angelica has some issues in the sharing department. Jonathan, I'll call you back. Since tomorrow is our share day, it would be helpful if she brought in her favorite plaything to share with the class. Yours truly, Miss Appleby. Sharing issues? Our daughter? Well, how can this be? Angelica! Could you come here a second, sweetie?
Got something for me, Mommy? A surprise?
Angelica, I understand you've had some sharing problems in school.
I sure did, Mommy. Nobody would let me have their stuff.
Angel, when you don't share, well, it won't look good on the application for Harvard. So tomorrow you'll take Cynthia to school to share with your class.
What? I mean, what a great idea. But actually, Cynthia isn't my favorite anymore.
Really? Well, what is?
Well, it's not really a what. It's more of a who.
I don't think baby cousins qualify for share day, Angelica.
But I play with him all the time, and he's cute, and he really wets, just like a real doll. Only he goes ow when you poke him. Ow! He's my most favoriteest toy, and I would love to share him with you.
That's no toy, that's a baby. Who wants to share a baby anyway?
Why don't you share that doll that you keep in your backpack?
Yeah,
a doll?
Yeah.
Why, yes. That would be very appropriate.
Hello? Jonathan, this is not a good time. Angelica's having a bad meeting.
Mrs. Pickles?
What do you mean they won't let us have the gorilla? Of course we take good care of it.
You're getting a gorilla? I lived with them in Africa for 3 years.
And I'm sure they miss you, but this is business.
Miss Appleby, make Angelica share her toy.
Yeah, make her share a toy.
Yeah, share a doll.
Free activity, everyone. Please, Mrs. Pickles, let me talk to him.
No!
It kind of doesn't sound like they really want to play with me, Angelica.
Of course they do, Tommy. In fact, they want to play with you so much, they brought in a bunch of toys for you to play with.
They did?
Sure. They're right over there, in the baby room.
Ooh, the baby room.
But I'm a big monkey expert.
Well, I'm a big important executive.
Give me that.
No.
Hey, what's the baby doing with our stuff?
He's playing with their truck, Ricky. A baby's playing with their truck.
Hey, you baby. That's mine.
It works, Cynthia. Now I got you all to myself.
And she told me you brought in all this stuff just to share stuff with me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I'm having lots of fun with it. Like this truck you got, I'm playing that it's a diaper truck.
A diaper truck, huh? Is it gonna make it in time?
Gee, why wouldn't it?
'Cause teddy bears and dinosaurs and big bunnies are coming to block the road.
Those kids are so dumb, they think they're having fun sharing their toys with a dumb baby. Well, we got all this stuff to ourselves.
Hey, Tommy, look at this special army helicopter.
Wow!
It's coming to save the truck.
It makes me proud to be a baby.
Yeah, I used to like it, too.
Those were the days.
Give me that! No, get your own!
Oh, Cynthia, this is the most wonderfulest castle ever. Now we can both be princesses.
Yeah.
Cynthia. You and me. Me and Cynthia. Sitting here.
Wow, Tommy, you sure wanna make up the bestest games.
Wait a minute, he's just a dumb baby. I make up way better games than him.
You're not the boss of me.
Hey, don't you kids know you can't play a good game without Cynthia?
Who's Cynthia?
Who's Cynthia? She's only the bestest doll in the whole universe. Look!
Well, I like her hair.
What does she do?
She does everything. She sings, she dances, and she also plays the sock market.
I didn't know Cynthia could do that stuff.
Oh, you gotta use your imagination. Here, give me that truck. I'll show you. Here I come on the diaper truck. The bunnies don't scare me, 'cause I'm Cynthia!
Well, what about the fire truck, Angelica?
That's not a fire truck, that's a lipstick truck. Here, you hold Cynthia. I'll take that. Now, somebody find me something that can be the shoe delivery truck.
How about this?
Too small. Cynthia has lots of shoes.
My teddy bear can carry them. Wow, Angelica, your game is really fun. Can I hold Cynthia now?
Sure. But if you mess up her hair, Mr. Bear gets it.
Hey! Give me that!